My name is Robert, and I'm interviewing with
Sharon.
And may I ask what your name and age is, ma'am?
Dorothy Rich, 68.
And where did you grow up? Was it like a farming area or a large or small town?
Small farming area.
And did you have a large or small family?
7 brothers and sisters, so that's pretty, I'd say large.
Yes, ma'am. Did any extended family live with you, or like your grandparents, aunts and uncles?
Grandma.
Our grandmothers.
Oh, you ain't supposed to talk.
Our grandmother lived with us some.
Yes, ma'am. And what do you remember about being sick or having a family member becoming sick or ill?
Not a whole lot. I don't remember.
Do you remember any childhood illnesses?
I didn't have any. Measles is all I had.
Where did your family receive medical treatment?
Well, we used to go to a doctor in Nashville, but back on then, doctors came to the house.
Yes, ma'am.
If you had.
There's more home visits,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any particular health care provider, like, besides your local doctor?
Just my mama.
Yes, ma'am. What medicines do you remember that were used in your household?
Oh, that Paragard. Was it Paragard? Is that what they call it? Castor oil. And she believed in Vicks Vapor Rub. That
yes,
would
ma'am.
Cure whatever. She put that on your chest and rub it. And she believed in that. And she used to cook when we killed hogs. It was something that she would make. It was called pig's foot oil.
Yes,
and that was good for colds and stuff. But you cook the pig's feet and kept the grease or something off of that. And that was supposed to be good for colds.
Oh, well. I remember you saying y'all didn't really go to the doctor much. So do you remember any of the special home remedies that you used?
Well, I remember one time cutting my foot, and my daddy went out and got it was called a trumpet weed.
Yeah.
It has big, real big leaves and little purple flowers on it, and they done something to that and put it on my foot where I had cut it to help it heal.
Yes, ma'am. Was that effective?
I guess.
Yeah, it worked.
But
you ain't supposed to be talking.
Do you have any illnesses for which there are now vaccines that you remember?
Like I say, all I remember is having the measles, and I remember getting some of those vaccines because they hurt back then.
Yes, ma'am. So would you say that the vaccines back then are different than the vaccines now?
Yeah. Problem. Yes.
Was your doctor a little more not as professional as they are today?
Well, no, they were just kind of. No, they were not professional, but they were good doctors.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Know, they told you, you know, pretty much what you needed to know.
They were pretty accurate with their.
I think most of them.
Yes, ma'am. Know. And what medical advancements or technological discoveries have you had the greatest impact on you?
Just all of it, the way everything has just come, you know, and they can find out what's wrong and get you help that you need. And you know, just when you're a child, you just don't think about much of that stuff, you know, that could happen. But
yes, ma'am. Overall, do you think that the improvements in medicine have been positive or negative?
Positive. Most of them.
Yes,
some
ma'am.
Of them, you know, some of the stuff they talk about now is not positive.
Yes, ma'am. Do you think there's any cases where home remedies could still be used?
Probably could.
Yes, ma'am. And do you remember when you used to go to a doctor, did your family have any form of insurance, or how did you pay for your doctor's visit?
Just paid, or, you know.
Cash? Was there any bartering involved?
Not that I remember.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we really appreciate your time today and sharing your knowledge with us, and thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm.